Today is about transformation. Transformation. The first reading from the prophet Ezekiel needs a little bit of background to understand it. The Jews had been conquered by the Babylonians, and their leadership had been sent into exile. Ezekiel is in Babylon, modern-day Iraq, with all those exiled leaders. And the Babylonians had put a different Jewish man on the throne in Jerusalem and made a covenant with him. But that man rebelled and asked the Egyptians to help him stand up against Babylon. So the small, battered kingdom of Judah, with Jerusalem as its capital, first trusted in the giant Babylon, then ran to the giant Egypt, and both nations betrayed them. And they were conquered a second time, and this time the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. Now we come to the reading of today from Ezekiel, where God says, look, you keep trusting in these worldly powers to try and protect you. How has that gone? But listen, says the Lord. I myself will take a tender shoot and plant it on a high and lofty mountain, and it shall become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. The tender shoot. That's a reference to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who gave birth to the majestic cedar, Christ our King. Now that majestic cedar is also an image of the church, the body of Christ, in whom all creatures can find refuge from the powers of this world. In the gospel today, Jesus gives us images of a seed being transformed into a great plant. Those seeds planted are like the members of the church. Somehow, we're growing by the grace of God, being transformed, and ultimately being harvested into the kingdom of God. So stop for a moment. If you have been planted by God, baptized with the Holy Spirit, if you let yourself be watered and nourished by the Lord, think of the sacraments of confirmation, reconciliation, Eucharist, think of prayer, then you may not know how, you may not see it with your eyes, but the Lord is working in you and transforming you. Now, it's not just automatic. We have to make the effort to come and to participate, to be faithful, to pray, to receive. But the grace of the Lord is working in you to transform you for the harvest of the kingdom of God. God wants you in his kingdom. He wants you in his kingdom. Think for a moment about the difference between the seed and the full-grown plant. Can God really transform me from a hard, puny acorn into a magnificent oak tree? I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. Did the Holy Spirit raise Jesus from the dead or not? Seriously, did God raise Jesus from the dead? Then he can certainly transform you and me from a withered up, sinful, fruitless body into something worthy of the kingdom of God. That's not your power, and that's not my power. It's God's power, and do not doubt him. Trust him. People of God, trust him. Trust his power to transform you. I invite you to close your eyes right now and desire with all your heart for him to transform you. Desire to be worthy of the kingdom of God, of the harvest into the kingdom of God. Trust and faith means to pray today's responsorial psalm, even when we feel like nothing has been transformed yet. Lord, it is good to give you thanks. Lord, it is good to give you thanks. Why? Because we shall flourish like the palm tree. We shall grow like the Lebanon cedar. We have been planted in the house of the Lord in your church, and we shall flourish in the courts of our God. We shall bear fruit even in old age. We shall be vigorous and sturdy, declaring how just is the Lord. I don't care how young or old you are, stay in the house of the Lord, and you shall bear fruit. Stay in the house of the Lord, and you shall be transformed. Joy is a gift from the Lord, and the surest sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Beg the Holy Spirit right now to fill you with joy. Beg the Holy Spirit right now to transform you with his mighty gifts. Lord Jesus, pour forth the might and the joy and the healing, transforming gifts of your Holy Spirit upon your people gathered here today. Send forth your Spirit, Lord, and renew your people. Bring us to life in your Holy Spirit. Fill us with courage, with boldness, with faith to move mountains, with fiery love to melt hearts, with hope that never gives up. Transform us from planted seeds to full-grown plants, ready for your harvest, ready to be agents of transformation for others. Cast all fear from our hearts with your perfect love. My friends, this gospel is not just a cute story about plants. It's about the power of God to transform you and me from small-minded and hard-hearted Christians into the giants of faith and joyful love that alone will change our world, will change our church into a harvest ready for the kingdom of God. Don't be timid before the power of God. I've used this image over and over again, but sometimes it's like we're standing in front of Niagara Falls with a teaspoon. I just want a little bit of your grace. No, flood us. Transform us from seeds into the full-grown, beautiful trees, plants that you have created us to be. So here's the homework for the week. Pray with boldness, with bold faith this week, to be transformed from a worldly seed into a majestic plant filled with the charisms of the Holy Spirit to build up our church.